Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network presents the Roundtable Report, a discussion of today's issues, so the kid gloves are off as we listen to real answers from real people. Come and join us on the Roundtable Report.
And good evening, John Jeffers here at the Contra Radio Network, bringing you prepper news, prepper information, patriot news, patriot information that you may or may not need. But it's up to you. I'll give you the information. You decide how to use it. In the chat room tonight already, I got Camo Mike. I got Gary. I did have Porky Wheel. He'll probably be right back. And I have guest 1608. Glad you're here. Glad you're listening tonight. Tonight is the Roundtable Report. And the report is this. Do you think you can buy a prepper group? Do you? Think about it. Is that the ultimate prep? Jason sent this to me. Listener, send it to me. Email. Write it down. You don't forget it. ContraRadio@live.com. ContraRadio@live.com. At ReadyManTV.com. You know, what's the ultimate prep? Cliches abound. Stuff between your ears, security, your skills. Let's go beyond the timeless wisdom of the Cold War survivalists and ask, what can I buy today that'll do the most to increase my family's survival in a total collapse of society? Based on the infield wisdom of our Special Operation Forces buddy, the best answer is a good team. But you can't buy a team. Or can you? What if you could forego your next three gun purchases, God forbid, and buy a group instead? Since you can only shoot one gun at a time, and since guns do nothing to produce food, build morale, or give meaning to life, it might be a good trade to pass on buying guns this time and buy friends instead. Biggest complaint we hear from preppers is that they struggle to find non-crazy friends who want to prep alongside them. Now, very few preppers succeed in building a preparedness community of any appreciable size. Solution? Go buy one. Cheap. Here's the truth. If you buy two things in advance, people will become 50 times more likely to join your preparedness group. What are those two things? Food and, let's say it together, water. Strangely, food is the most important. Water should be the most important, but people don't understand the critical nature of water. Hey, I have a well. Don't you want to join my zombie apocalypse compound? In the normal world, people can't imagine water becoming scarce, so access to water isn't as convincing as it probably should be. Hey, I have already purchased food for your family to eat for a year if a zombie apocalypse happens. Want to come out? Do you want to hang out and do outdoor stuff? That sounds more convincing for some reason. It's still weird, but more convincing. To be clear, you need to buy both food and a renewable method of water collection for your preparedness group, preferably three renewable methods of water. But to kick your group into high gear, the idea of food already in a silo will be critical. So here's what it'll cost you. $1,800 per 20 new people. That's enough wheat for a year's supply for 10 adults, if all they eat is wheat. 10,000 pounds of hard red winter wheat goes for about $1,800 if you go and pick it up from the farmer or the distributor. You might find it even cheaper. Now, here are two very cheap ways to store wheat, and one is expensive. 55-gallon drums, which, you know, the cheapest. Watch Classified to find used food-grade 55-gallon drums. Buy them cheap, wash them, and store your grain in those drums. Be sure to add oxygen absorbers or flood them regularly with CO2 to kill bugs and remove moisture. Number two, used grain bins, also cheap. Follow Craigslist or the classifieds of a nearby rural area. Find a used grain silo and buy it. Put it in your yard or bug out location. Number three, plastic water tanks. These are the most expensive. Buy 1,500-gallon plastic food-grade water tanks and bases. That's about $2,000 per tank, which handles about 10,000 pounds of wheat. Flood them with CO2 every 3 months. It's still a weird conversation. Hey, come join our apocalypse club. But when you show them the silo full of grain, you'll see the wheels start to turn in their head. What could it hurt? They'll begin to ask themselves. No matter what you imagine, your friends and neighbors already know you're a prepper. Sorry to burst your bubble, but it's not hard to figure it out from casual observation. Don't worry so much about operational security. Your best security will be a bunch of people watching your back, so it's worth the risk. A couple of other recommendations from long experience that will make your new prepper social club a roaring success. Don't make it weird or political. If you have huge beliefs about politics or religion, keep those to yourselves. The club should be fun and inclusive, more of a let's go mess around in the outdoor sort of thing. There's no need to demonize the government. That kind of talk doesn't get anyone pumped up about preparedness, unless they already hate the G, and then you're preaching to the choir. Number two, get together every couple of months to do fun outdoor stuff. Hunt together, go backpacking, grow a garden together, chip in on a cow, raise it on a farm somewhere, then harvest it together. Make sure you have a freezer for it. Make jam together. Include women and children. Picking berries in the wilderness is an awesome family activity. And, of course, shoot guns together. Number three, make fun of yourself. Make sure everyone knows they get a good laugh out of your paranoia, too. Oh, yeah. When the zombies come around, here, I'm going to teach one of them how to mow my damn lawn. Four, once you have a good-sized group forming up and building friendships, then start branching into serious preparedness. Expand your food choices. Do combat firearms training. Start setting up solar power. Right, Gary? Number five, don't wait until you have the perfect bug-out location. You might be stuck with defending your neighborhood, which might also be your best, depending on the collapse scenario. Don't wait until you've built a compound. Start your group right away. Number six, run the group democratically. Sorry, even though you started it, you're not the supreme commander. Well, you're not. Americans don't go for that, even if you own the land. Form a committee and rely on that committee to make most decisions. You might agree in advance that command and control would be simplified in times of extreme threat, but generally the group should be run by a small, diverse committee. It's really your safest bet. The committee should begin as folks who've already, you know, great friends and family. That basis of trust could easily save lives in a crisis. Number seven, don't focus on skilled survivalists. The most survivalists are horrible community members. You want normal, competent people who get along well with others. The most dangerous people to your family in the collapse will be your own preparedness group. So choose stable, good-natured friends. Skills can be learned. A kind, friendly nature cannot. Competency in the physical world is important. Don't end up with too many mortgage professionals, mid-level managers, or system analysts. Plumbers, carpenters, skilled hunters, and guys who restore old cars. These kinds of people can figure almost anything out in a pinch. Number eight, buy extra food. Now, in a collapse, if you have extra grain, you could probably buy any skills you're missing. Doctors, nurses, electricians. You could even buy a defensive force, trading bread for defenders. After years of learning and play together, your preparedness club will get more and more involved, willing to spend more time and money on improvements to your plan. When you get to that point, start thinking about what you'd like to do for the people who might inevitably show up on your doorstep. Doing outdoors and self-sufficiency activities together can be one of the best ways to build a thriving, trusting group of friends. What could be more fun than planting a garden together or making peach wine with 10 other couples? The best preparedness communities have fun. They genuinely like one another. Surviving a collapse of society eventually becomes a fringe benefit to all the good times and good friends you'll ultimately enjoy. What do you think? Yeah? All right. What's going on in the chat room? Chat room. Got Tim's rants in there. Porky Will has returned. And, of course, Caldwell Madison has also arrived. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Always glad to have you in there. What are you guys babbling about there in the chat room? Okay. Lucifer's Hammer. Wasn't that a novel back in like the late 70s, early 80s? Anyone? That's what they're, I don't know. That's what they're talking about. The Caldwell Madison Review. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Review the show. Hope you give us good ratings. We like good ratings. That helps. Oh, by the way, I got to get to, I got a couple of emails from Mary Jo. Mary Jo says she found this military radio transceiver. Uh-huh. If it worked, hey, Mary Jo, the ham military radio transceiver, the high frequency single sideband AM Transworld TW100, the one you sent a picture of, if it works, get it. Just make sure you get the check to see if they got an antenna. That looks like to be a pretty updated one compared to the ones I used to use. So, by all means. And what else did she have? Ah. And this looks like the British military. I will put this, and I want for sure Porky Will would be able to tell for sure this is what the Brits used, considering he's over in Northern Ireland, and he was part of the Brit military. So what we got here? Let me put this up in the chat room. And then he'll be able to tell me about it or not. Oh, darn it. Well, that didn't work worth a damn. Let me try another thing here. That's better. All right. You know, sometimes I think it's supposed to work the way it does, and put it that way. There we go. There. We'll get back to him right now. All right. Something else we need to talk about. You know what? So you want to disappear from the grid, okay? Here's what you need to know. This is from urbansurvivalsite.com. I always like them. They have some interesting stuff always. But, you know, you've been thinking, you know, why disappear? There's long been speculation that the government is playing more of a role in our lives than ever. Well, that's true. You have to forgive me. Tonight's drink is half a lemon and ice water. That seems to do the trick for me tonight. So, what we learned about the NSA and the inherent spying in the name of freedom is that we are compromised. But we've done it to ourselves, let's be honest about it, as a side note. How many of us leave the house and we have to have that little black box with us? You know, your cell phone. All right. All Americans are compromised by the digital footprints they create. Could it be time to erase that footprint? The latest National Defense Authorization Act has been signed into law. The full package includes the nation's defense budget, among other things. The NDAA has been part of the legislation for a long time, but in recent years, it has taken a terrifying turn. So no matter how you read about the bill, all you must understand is that it could be used to suspend our constitutional rights. Now, here's how it's going to happen. I know. Everybody take a deep breath. It's okay. We'll go slow. We'll get through this. Because it's important that you understand. As a patriot and a prepper, you need to understand these things. If you don't understand it, how can you talk about it with other people? Well, you could, but let me rephrase that. How can you talk intelligently about it to other people? And that's really what you want to do, talk intelligently about it. All right. So Section 333, interference with state and federal law. Okay. The president, by using the militia or the armed forces or both or by any other means, shall take such measures as he considers necessary to suppress in a state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy if it, number one, so hinders the execution of the laws of that state and of the United States within the state that any part or class of its people is deprived of a right, a privilege, immunity, or protection named in the Constitution and secured by law. That's huge. Just think about it. I'm going to read that again. I want you to understand the scope of what they're talking about. So hinders the execution of the laws of that state and of the United States within the state. That means any federal agency operating within the country. That any part or class of its people is deprived of a right, a privilege, immunity, or protection named in the Constitution and secured by law. And the constituted authorities of that state are unable, fail, or refuse to protect that right, privilege, or immunity, or to give that protection. Or number two, opposes or obstructs the execution of the laws of the United States, or impedes the course of justice under those laws. So any situation covered by Clause 1, the state shall be considered to have denied the equal protection of the laws secured by the Constitution. Now, do you still dare ask, well, why disappear? Well, the law could be interpreted to take someone's rights and property for almost any reason. That's why many people believe disappearing is the only way to ensure the security of their belongings in case of a major disaster, catastrophe, into the world as we know it. All this aside, you may have other reasons for disappearing from the grid. You may be on the run from abusive people, major debts or other hangups, you know, whatever your reasons for going off the grid forever. Here's what you need to know, okay? How to disappear. What is holding you in place? Are you in love? Do you have family? Or is there something else that keeps you in place? It must all go away forever. Do you have that great nephew or cousin you just love seeing? If so, don't plan on disappearing. If you want to do this properly, you must go and never come back. You must go and never contact anyone you know now. How about those people you don't want to know? Bill collectors, IRS agents, other people you may owe money. This could be one of the reasons you are disappearing. They'll be looking for you. The better move is to minimize the amount of effort and money being put towards finding you. Pay off as many debts as possible before scooting out, unless, of course, this is the reason you are running. So step one is to ditch the cell phone. Isn't that what I told you when we first started this? You have a human tracking device on you, always. It's tailored to your likes and dislikes. It must go. Live in the world of prepaid going forward. This will sever one of the biggest lines hooked to you in today's world. Avoid elaborate scenarios for your disappearance. There will be some sort of search and rescue done by law enforcement. There are very real repercussions based on these resources being used searching for a person that isn't really missing. Yeah, now, before, okay, a side note here. It is not against the law to go missing. I have argued this point when I was in law enforcement. No, you got to take a missing persons report. Well, they're over 18. It's not against the law to go missing. You can leave and do whatever you want. You don't have to contact family and friends if you don't want to. Why are we taking this report? Well, they're missing, but that's not against the law. Okay. Anyway, so you can see the roundabout circle I was going in, myself and others, by the way. So if you ever resurface, you could be held liable for those costs. Again, the less people after you, the better. Now, you have to erase any trace. Cameras will be your worst enemy this day and age. It would be smart to spend some time out of the public eye for as long as you can before moving away from your immediate area. If you can spend time in a hotel or a cabin for a few weeks before making your move. If you can. Now, the reason being, investigators will follow cameras to try and find you. In theory, they could watch your entire trip out of town if you do it all in the same night. Retailers, government buildings, basically any structure that has some sort of camera is on it these days, okay? So by adding a nice gap between the disappearance and the movement, you will have more success. Now, if cameras are your worst enemy, cash is your best friend. So cut up your cards today. Stop using them. Anything you're going to buy for your disappearance needs to be bought using cash. When using plastic, you can be tracked at what? Every purchase. And it doesn't take long. Take as much cash out of the bank as possible each day. Do not make one big withdrawal as it will set off alarms. Cash keeps you under the radar. and your new life, this will be critical. Now, tattoos are the catch-22. I don't have tattoos. Not that I didn't want to get them. I just had my own reasons for it. So if you can remove them, do it. If you don't have tattoos, get some. Get a lot, especially if you're the type of person who never wanted tattoos. That's me. So play all the cards you hated in the past. If you're truly passionate about this disappearance, you must become someone else, and it starts with your appearance. Do you hate how you look with a beard? Grow a beard. This is the type of thinking you must nurture within you. Love football? Now you hate it. Forget about your favorite team and all those shirts and jerseys out there. The keys to remember are as follows. One, you can never come back. Use cash. Change habits. Change appearance. And understand there will be consequences. Where to go? One of the most exciting parts about disappearing is that you will forge a new life and a new place. You should travel far from your home, but you should also go somewhere you have never been. We leave impressions everywhere we go, so do not think your visit has gone unnoticed by all. Leave no stone unturned. Staying with the same theme we mentioned earlier, where would you never want to live? You live there now. If you hate the cold, move to North Dakota. Disappearing is not about creating comfort. It's about taking small steps and erasing each print behind you. Hi, my name is, remember those? Yeah. Forging your new identity is another very important part of your disappearance. As funny as it may seem, your best disappearing act is, in fact, mostly about the reappearance of a believable persona elsewhere. When you disappear, you will resurface a new person and forget everything you were. Now, claiming to be something or someone will only take you so far. Eventually, you are going to need ID. At this point, your best option is to seek out an organization providing help to illegal aliens in America. Become an illegal alien. You will be amazed at how much help you will get and how quickly you will get an ID. Once you have a persona and a new ID, you can begin building your new life. Remember, you can't come back. Whether you decide to dig in and have relationships as your new person will depend on who you were and how much that person is being searched for. Of course, it will better serve your story if you wind up settled and married. The more you build in your persona, the better. What you must remember is you never go back. Don't visit. Don't call. All kinds of people. People are flipping out on me here. All right. So, no matter what you left behind, it's gone. This will keep you up at night, but if you're truly committed to disappearing, this will be your best option. The conclusion is this. In my heart, I hope this article has been for entertainment purposes only. I can only imagine the condition one must be in to decide to leave everything behind and disappear. Still, it's possible to do it if you think it through and make the commitment. All right. Oh, yeah. Caldwell Madison has to think about tattoos that they want. You know, and I'm not good at making those decisions either, you know. And Porky says, can I join the illegal alien club, please? Yes, you may. Why not? Everyone else does. Why should you be any different? I told you, sell everything you got and go. Sell everything in Northern Ireland. Pack up the wife, the kids, your clothes, and do what you got to do. Well, it's true. I can't make this up. Now, let's see. Terry's going to be calling in a little bit later. Terry's got an announcement he wants to make as co-host. You know, there are times, and I want to put this out there ahead of time. There are times that even I, your humble host, I, your guide into the prepper and patriot world, I too run out of ideas for the show. And there are times there's just not enough good information. I don't want to say good information, information we haven't covered before. Sometimes it's just not there. And there are times even I feel like even I don't have anything else to add to it. So why should I do the show tonight? That happens. But thousands of people have come to depend on the show. They listen to it, whether through a podcast later on, whether going to and from work, which most of you do. Some of you listen in live. So even though I don't feel like I've got anything more to add to the subject matter, I still do the show. And yes, there are times I'll get ranting and raving, and Terry will get ranting and raving about some things that have nothing to do with Prepper or Patriots. You know, yes, it starts out that way, but somehow it just doesn't go that way. And that's okay. That's cool. You know, it happens. You know, so there'll be times when even I have had the time I'm going, man, like tonight, I told the wife, I said, it's 6:30. I got to get upstairs to the studio. I got a show to do. I don't have any information. I haven't got anything prepped for tonight. I got to find something. So, so I go and I do my due diligence. I come up with this. And of course, the chat room is always interesting because you guys sometimes end up talking about stuff that we don't even start out at. You know what I'm saying? We may end up starting talking about how to disappear off the grid, and we'll end up talking about, you know, dentistry in a grid down situation. Neither subject has anything to do with the other, but somehow, either in the chat room or people call in, which, by the way, if you want to call in, our number is 516-453-9389. We'd love to hear from you. Okay. What do we got here? All right. Well, Dawn said she'll be calling in around 7 o'clock her time. We got Dawn calling in, and she's going to be talking about her show. We're going to give her a show to do. So, in the meantime, what did I want to talk? Oh, yeah. You know what? Here's a list I found. I like it. And I wanted to share it with you because as preppers, you know, we've done a show when we talked about prepping for special needs people. I consider that to be one of our best shows we ever did because it addresses a very specific audience. It addresses a very specific group of people who need ideas, who need help. This is one of those. And this is 12 items, 12 must-have items for prepping for the elderly. Prepping for the elderly. You know, your mom and dad, they're still around. My parents are around. They're only in their 70s. Lemon water. Love it. Let's talk about it, shall we? One of the areas of prepping that does not always come across one's mind is prepping for the elderly. We all have older people in our lives who will need us in a situation or a crisis. Most of us are planning on our parents or grandparents joining us if they need a place to stay. We may have the elderly neighbor who may need our help, right, Michelle? We may have an aunt or uncle who need us. The elderly have things they need that we may not think of. We may not want to think of us ever needing them, but the truth is we probably will. Having these things on hand will make life much more comfortable for the elderly, as well as making them a more functional part of the household. Now, in a grid down situation, every capable person will be needed in any way they can contribute. So keeping these items on hand will make the situation better for them and for you. So here it is, 12 must-have items for prepping for the elderly. Number one is eyeglasses. Many will have their own, but sometimes people do not need glasses until much older. Some people will only need magnifying reading glasses or, you know, cheaters to see for reading. I would keep a few of these on hand in varying strengths, plus one 0.25 plus 1.5 plus 2.0. I would also keep an eyeglass repair kit on hand for maintaining the glasses. Number two, canes and walkers. Now, the elderly people staying with you may need some help getting around. Canes and walkers help provide stability when an elderly person is not walking as steady as they used to. Might I also add, canes and walkers could be helped to use those that are injured, who are not elderly, who need the cane or the walker to help them rehabilitate to start walking, getting around again. Now, they also help to regain mobility after a fall or an injury. Number three, incontinence pads and underwear. Elderly people have a harder time with their bodily functions sometimes. Bathroom might be too far away. Their muscle control may not be what it used to be. These are handy to have on hand just in case. Denture cleaner and sensitive teeth toothpaste. A lot of elderly people have dentures or teeth that are worn down. Keeping some denture cleaner on hand will help keep the dentures in better condition. I would also recommend getting a denture repair kit to have on hand also. For those that have teeth but are a bit sensitive, keeping some sensitive teeth toothpaste will help with that problem. Which, by the way, the key to using the sensitive teeth toothpaste and some other toothpaste like enamel repair and all that, when you're done brushing your teeth, do not rinse. The way the toothpaste works, the way that works is that it builds up a little bit every time you use it and you leave it on. Do not rinse. Do not allow them to rinse with it, all right? Okay, number five, easy to dress clothing. Hands and fingers may not work as well as we would like them to when we get older. Elastic waistbands, T-shirts, shirts with snaps are easier to put on and will help them keep their dignity. You may want to have Velcro shoes. You may also want to get some dressing aids that will help them dress themselves. Number six is warm clothing. One of the things that happens to the body as we get older is that we lose our ability to keep warm. Older people get cold quickly and need layers to stay warm. Warm cardigans, sweaters, sweatshirts, heavy socks all help to maintain body temperature. Now, the next one's important here. Number seven is compression stockings. And this will help even for you women out there who are starting to look like maybe you've got the vein thing going, the spider veins and whatnot, varicose veins. Now, these will help with muscle fatigue in the legs, keep the varicose veins and leg ulcers from forming, improve blood flow, and help with swelling in the legs during a crisis. The elderly may need to be on their feet more, and compression stockings will help with their comfort. Number eight, safety items. When hosting an elderly person, you need to realize they do not get around as well as you do. Showers and bathtubs need railings to hold on to. The stairs will also need railings, even just two or three steps. You will need lights or the ability to light an area in hard-to-see spots. You are trying to minimize accidents that could seriously impact your home in times of crisis. An elderly person falling will add more work to what can be an overburdened workload. Number nine, food, of course. Believe it or not, the elderly need food. However, their food needs change as they get older. While they may enjoy the same foods as everyone else, they may also have special diets. They may need to follow a diabetic diet or, you know, a gluten-free diet. They may need softer foods that they can chew easier. They may need easy-to-digest foods if their digestive system has issues. Number 10, medications. You will need to have OTC meds for them. Some medications are geared towards older people, and you should pay attention to that. I would also keep vitamins and supplements for them also because their bodies need more immunity and functional support. Now, as for prescription medications, this is where it gets tricky. And it's tricky this way for, you know, just regular peppers, these prescription meds. And I still don't get – that's a whole other issue that will get me unhinged and screaming about. So don't do it. I would encourage them to get the long supply you can get. For example, if they can get a 90-day supply – do it. Hopefully you can find a way to stockpile the prescription medications without problems. For some reason, Facebook feels the need it has to notify me every time somebody, idiots, can't stand it. All right. Anyway, as I was saying, I do not encourage withholding medications from them to start a new stockpile. Don't do that. Worst comes to worst, go to Mexico, cross the border. Very simple. People do it in Texas, Arizona, Mexico all the time. Cross the border. You got a list of the meds they need. It's cheap as hell. You can get it's the same meds you get here and bring it back. Now, some people are going to say, oh, you're wanting people to break the law. Let me tell you something. Every weekend, they do that. Border Patrol knows what's going on. They're not stupid. So think about it. Number 11, hearing aids and or batteries. Many older people will need hearing aids or will have hearing aids. You can purchase hearing aids used, but some hearing aids are geared towards a specific problem. You also need to keep several hearing aid batteries on hand. Batteries will only last for only 3 to 14 days on average, depending on the use. I would also keep a kit on hand to keep the hearing aids clean and in good condition. Number 12, items that are easy to use will make life easier. Large barrel flashlights, large barrel pens, and other items are so much easier to use for arthritic hands. A magnifying glass will make books and papers easier to read. Item grabbers, you know, you sit there, you extend it, and it's got the little claw at the end. Item grabber will be great to get items that are too high, and it will keep them off a chair or a ladder. What do you think? Yes? Good list? Something to think about, isn't it? I think so. Yes, we talked about, yes, Porky, we did talk about the meds. And also, if you're trying to help somebody who has dementia or Alzheimer's, let me tell you something. That's the special needs people we're talking about. And it's going to be really tough. But what are you going to do? You're going to kick your parents out, kick your aunt and uncle out because they're old? That doesn't make us any better than the death panels that Obamacare has. All right. Anyways, what are they talking about? Apparently, Caldwell Madison and Rance have something to do. I don't even want to know. Sound deadening walls along the highway? Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. Never mind. Sometimes I see them going, what are these guys talking about? And I got to, scroll back up the chat room to see, catch up on what they're talking about. Sometimes it just happens. So, Okay. What other things do we need to discuss tonight? Well, that's up to you. Give me a call, 516-453-9389. We'll get you in there. We don't want to talk about that guy. He's an idiot. Can't stand him. One thing I value, one thing that drives me crazy, just as a person, but even more when on a prepper group, I will not tolerate disloyalty. Won't tolerate it. I will not. Look, you don't like me for some reason. That's fine. Tell me to my face. Don't be a disloyal fuck. And then expect me to laugh it off and forgive you. I won't do it. Believe it or not, I can tolerate someone who lies to me because I know they're liars and to check them. What I won't tolerate is somebody who's disloyal. If you're my friend, you're my friend. If you're my acquaintance, okay, fine. Maybe you could be my friend. And I try to do the same. Now, I had to get that through to Julie. She thought I was being disloyal to her. I said, no. Actually, I'm being one of your best friends right now. As was Dawn at the time. She understands it now. My point is this. If you're going to join a group, then be in the group. Don't join the group and then turn around and start backstabbing everybody in the group. You know what? If you're such a great leader and you can do such a better job, then go start your own prepper group. That's cool. I can dig that. But don't sit there and cut my throat and sit there and stab me in the back. Well, that won't work because I worked in law enforcement for 26 years, and I've been stabbed in the back so many times. I've got scar tissue built up. Nothing will penetrate it. So my point is this. You don't like something, just come to, you know, go to your prepper group leader and say, I don't like this, and this is why. That's fine. You know, one thing that I talk about, and I try to put out through the 11th APG is simple. Look, you're responsible for you and your little cell. If you don't like something, then come tell me why you don't like it. If you don't, and if you have a solution, give me a solution. If you don't have a solution, that's fine. We can find a solution maybe. But don't sit there and stab everybody in the back because you want to be the prepper group leader. You want to be a prepper group leader. That's cool, man. Start your own group. That's what I like about the 11th APG. It's made up of smaller units, cells, if you will, local control. Look, I got Green Sail down in Mississippi. Do I know what Green Sail down in Mississippi needs for his prepper group? I do not. Do I know the issues he has for his prepper group? I do not. Does Green know what he needs? He does. Mary Jo, I don't know what she needs for her group. Why in the hell would I want to try to be a prepper group leader if people are spread all over the planet? I can't even get there. Before I forget. Let me jump around. I'm jumping too quick here for some of you. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Be honorable. Be honorable. It's okay. If you don't like something, that's cool. If you don't want to be a part of the group anymore, then just go to the prepper leader and say, look, I don't like this, or I don't like this, or I don't want to be a part. That's cool. Just go and tell them. But don't be a disloyal piece of shit. Have the guts to sit. Look, you had the guts to join the group. Have the guts to leave it properly. You know, I'll respect people who will come to me and say, yeah, John, your leadership sucks. And I'll say, you're absolutely right because I didn't ask for this job. But because I'm the one doing it, I'll do it. And I'll do it the best I can. You don't want it? That's cool. You don't like it? That's cool. Please, by all means, go. And please, 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 please start your own group. I've got no problem with that. I'm not in competition with any other prepper group. I'm just worried about my own. I've got enough issues with my own. I don't have time to worry about anybody else's. I don't. I just wanted you all to understand that. Name and shame, John. Do I have an update on Julie? Yes. She's got her stuff together again. She's got some issues dealing with those idiots called the insurance company. She's dealing with them. That's all right. I'll tell you this, though. She's hanging in there. I just want to take the pressure off all this. Caldwell Madison Review says, John, your leadership might suck, but your show is pretty interesting. Well, thank you. It might. Yeah. You know what? So what is this? Porky says, maybe the leader hasn't noticed the problem due to the workload, and your solution may help things. So it's possible. It's possible. And that's my Julie update. She's doing fine. She's starting to get things together. Like I said, I just didn't want her to. She kept feeling like she had to keep doing the show. It's like, this show, no. Worry about your house. Your house has a hole in it. It's snowing in your house. No, I get it. And there's also some other issues in there. Dawn. Dawn's supposed to be calling in. So we can, she's got her show coming up. She hasn't called in just yet, but I'm keeping an eye on the switchboard. I wanted to say something. Email. Got an email. First one from the Ukraine. From the Ukraine people. our show's hitting the Ukraine, and they want some CRN stuff. I said, you know what? I'm going to send you some CRN stuff. He listens. I won't read all of it, but I wanted to. His name is Miroslav Kaban. He says, I want to thank you for the good and the quality of your program. I'm with my family and always listen to you with great pleasure. And, yes, I'm going to send him some stuff. I'm going to send him some Porky Wheel stickers. And I got some other items I want to send to him. You know, if he's in the Ukraine, my guess is if I remember right, they're still fighting with the Russians over in Crimea. So keep up the good fight, Miroslav. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're listening. Tell your friends. Hey, your friends listen. You know, freedom is one of the most difficult things for people to grasp. It is. Think about it. Think about everything. You know, here in America, we've got it made. Freedom was more or less just, you know, oh, you're born American? Well, you get these. You can do this, 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 and this. You can't do that, but you can do this, this, and this. You can do a lot of stuff. We got a lot of freedom to do things that most people around the planet don't even can only dream of. Case in point, we can own firearms. Porky Wheel in Northern Ireland can only dream of owning a handgun in his house. He can only dream, his wildest wet dream would be to have a rifle. Oh, he can't have that there, but he can have it here. And here we got a guy in the Ukraine. His country is at war with the Russians. Still trying to get out from underneath their, the Russian footprint, the bear. And he likes the program. I'm glad he likes it. So the next time you think about, how crappy it is here in the United States, let me put it this way. Think about Miroslav in the Ukraine. He is in, he gave me his address. I'm trying to, it's hard to see. Ivano Frankovska. I think that's how you say it. Anyways, that's the part I think. I'm guessing that's part of, I don't know if he's behind the lines or not. I don't know. But I wanted to share that with you, because sometimes Americans, let's face it, sometimes we're spoiled. We forget how good we actually really have it. Could it be better? It could always be better, yes. Could it be worse? Oh, yeah. It could always be worse. I think Dawn's calling in now. Hey, caller, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Dawn?
All right, it's Donna. What's up?
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to add something to what you were just saying about American freedom versus what the rest of the globe has.
Yep.
A lot of my friends know I've been a globetrotter my entire life. I've been literally lived.
You play basketball? You play basketball?
Actually, I actually was when I was a kid on the court with the Harlem Globetrotters for one of their shows. We were one of the kids that was called out. Yes. Anyway.
All right. You can claim the title.
I have been in these countries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have been in these countries where you do not have the right to walk down the street if you are a woman without a family member, male escort.
There you go.
If you are caught alone in these streets, you will be, by the very people there, you will be beaten with rods. I have been in these countries where children, literally when they get up in the morning, they have a death match to get to a death match. It's literally like a Logan's Run to get from their house of poverty to the designated area where they're going to have basic education. What we consider to be our K-12. We're talking kids who literally are riding in the dirt and terrified that they're going to get caught because their caste system says they are not supposed to be educated. I have been in countries where you get up, you go downstairs, you sit down, and your father says, by the way, your husband's coming to pick you up next week. We've already chosen him.
Have fun.
Okay? And you bow your head, and you say, hi, domo arigato. Yes, I'm talking Japan. They still have places in Japan where the feudal system is very much alive, and certain castes, you literally put your daughter out there on the market, you choose the son, and the two families get together, exchange funds. You have no say.
By the way, do you have a Julie update? I got a question in the chat room. Do you have a Julie update for us?
She's still on the mountain. She's being as stubborn as a old goat that will not leave the fence. But at this point, she's sounding a little bit more upbeat, and
I
think that she may soon be coming out.
All right.
Well, Julie's got to do what Julie's going to do. Unless we're going to hog tie her, we can't get her off.
So it's like pulling mule's teeth. All right.
Mm-hmm. I offered her to come stay at my place. We've got a hot tub.
So. Yeah. Well, you know, the offers are there. I'm mm-hmm. not going to. What she does with it's up to her completely.
Correct.
So I just wanted. Now, your show. Are you ready to do your show?
I am ready. John and I are still hammering out some of the details. However, we have actually come up with a name, and I have come up with what I basically want the show to be about. The name of it is going to be Dinner with Dawn.
Dinner with Dawn.
And Dinner with Dawn. And as a matter of fact, it came to me in the middle of a conversation with John about Julie. So, you know, thank you, Julie. Anyway, the show is going to be basically current events, politics, but it's going to be logical. We're not going to be getting into any emotional diatribes. We're not going to be getting into the emotional,
the ad hominem attacks,
you know, touchy-feely. Correct. Basically, part of my show, we are actually going to have a game where liberals and conservatives can call in, and we are going to give them a hot topic, and they can discuss it until someone gets emotional, and then you lose. The winner of the night is the one who can be the most rational, logical, able to go ahead and carry on a conversation. It will be a 20-minute duration, and if they win, they will be getting a prize. At this point, I'm not sure what prize it's going to be, but it's going to be something good. I personally don't think we're going to have any winners for the first couple of weeks. I don't. Anyway, the
you
other
have...
thing that we're going to do is I'm going to go...
Well, Dawn, you have extensive contacts in the prepper and the patriot world, do you not?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Extensive contacts.
Yes. Okay. I have a lot more than I even thought I had, because every time I turn around, someone new is popping up saying, I heard about you, and I need your help on this, or can you point me in this direction? So.
Right. Very well. And like I said, we're working on this. I'd like to get this on as soon as possible. So you let me know when you're ready to do this. Did you get your theme music picked out?
It's driving me nuts because I can't find the exact right one I want. There's three that I'm looking at this point. What I'll probably do is just send them all to you and have you choose one.
don't do that.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to have this running by the end of March, like the last week of March.
All right.
One of the other things that we will be doing is we are going to be doing unique prepping recipes for cooking as well as preparing. That way, you know, I'm a real hardcore advocate that you do not have to be eating oatmeal and cold biscuits if you're bugging out, okay? I'm sorry. I'm going to be eating steak. That's all there is to it. So we're going to be having a little bit of that. We're going to have suggestions, and we're going to do a little – I think that I'm going to stay away from conflicted simply because I think that's Julie's area. I think that's her baby.
It is. I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Yeah, so basically it's just an expansion of the Contra family, and who knows? I'm digging up right now at a couple of my friends who are nationally known and internationally known and seeing if they don't mind prying themselves from their busy schedules to go ahead and do a little soundbite and come on.
That would be great. That would be wonderful.
No, I would like to challenge someone personally.
Go ahead.
And anybody who happens to know this person, if you know him personally, I want you to tell him I've thrown down the gauntlet. one of the first individuals I want on my show as a DNC individual to see if we can actually have a civil conversation without emotions is Misha Collins, a.k.a. Castiel, over here in Washington State. The man was a hardcore advocate for Hillary. He did great work for her, and what I mean that honest work, he actually got a lot of people rejuvenated and out there to vote. He traveled the states while they were filming, getting groups of people together to vote. Did a great job. I'm going to challenge him personally and have him come on my show if he will. He probably won't at the beginning, but I'm going to keep on hassling until he finally does, because him and I only had one conversation on Facebook, and it didn't end well for him. Love him. I really do like Supernatural, but I do. I'd like to see him on my show without any emotional rhetoric. Very intelligent man, and I'd like to go ahead and discuss the hot topic of why he was so against Trump. If he can give me the logical conclusion for that. So, gauntlet's been thrown.
Okay.
Besides, think about the ratings there, John.
Hey, I am all for getting as many listeners as we can. I am.
If we get Misha Collins on the show to actually come in, even though, you know, it'll be for his good, too, because he can have to get out his word.
Right.
We've got, oh, let's see, 5-6 million people globally.
Okay. That'll be interesting. Doubt, to say the least.
Anyway, so that's my little diatribe, and hopefully we'll go ahead and get a couple of listeners on it, more than 2 or 3, okay?
That's the plan. Now, if you don't believe me, Dawn is very sharp. If you're going to catch her, you better get up a lot earlier than she does. So, and like I said, she has many contacts in the prepper and patriot world, and she will. She has the ability to persuade people to come and do the show. So, bear in mind, she will get them on. You'll hear us. Yeah, I'm hoping that we get some people that are, you know, some of the other preppers and patriots will recognize out there. So,
well,
that'd be great.
One name that you might recognize, Dave McIntyre. He was the winner of Alone for Survivor. Not the show Survivor Voting Off the Island, but the one where you're in the wilderness alone for, you know, a couple of months.
Yeah. Yes.
He happens to be a personal friend of mine. He has already said he'll be on the show. He has no problem with it. Lone Wolf. Lone Wolf was the individual who actually came up with the idea of Doomsday Preppers before it was taken over by the Syndicate. He's already said that he'll be on the show.
Excellent.
So we've got a couple of lineups, but I want to see some from the other side as well. And I don't want them to be afraid, because I'm not going to eat them. I'm not going to tear them apart. Logical discussions. And you know what? We'll learn from each other.
There you go. This is Dawn's going to show, Dinner with Dawn. Even though I did like the name Dawn's Recon a lot better, but it's your show. You can have whatever title you got, whatever title you wish.
Well, you know, Dawn's Recon was great, but I thought, for me personally, I thought it sounded a little bit too prepperish and patriot. And I didn't want, you know, and while we're still doing that, I didn't want to give the feeling like we're only going to be for that side.
I want
everybody to feel comfortable. I want them to feel like they're sitting down with a cup of coffee and talking like we used to, John.
No one talks like that anymore.
Oh, no, we don't. You know, you could say I'm for Trump and I could say I'm for Hillary. We both go look at each other and say, okay. And now, you so much as...
It's a death match. It's an intellectual death match.
His grandson gave an A-OK sign. His grandson gave an A-OK sign. And we got all these people flipping out. Oh, that's racist. It's satanic. The kid doesn't even know what racist means. Let's be real. He's only, what, 11?
Right. You know what? We're in the chat room.
Anyway.
I'm waiting to see. What do you guys think? You guys are in the chat room. I got Caldwell Madison Review, Camo Mike, Porky Wheel, and Tim. All in the chat room. What do you guys think about this idea with Dawn? Because, you know, and I'll let you know what they think about it. But it's got to give it a minute or two to get out there into the real world.
Ooh,
so
did you say Porky Mike? Is he the one from Ireland?
Porky Wheel is from Ireland, yes.
Oh, Slante!
He's there. Don't forget, it's about
I'm right
two,
now
three
having myself a Guinness
morning.
Extra Stout even as we speak. I happen to have been raised a large portion of my life in Ireland, so.
Well, don't forget, it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, his time right now. But he's here.
Yes, it is.
Every Wednesday night, he is here. Right, I do know he's
awesome.
Drinking coffee right now. Porkville says, I'm in Northern Ireland and I don't speak Irish.
That's quite all right. I have family that is hardcore Irish Catholic, hardcore Irish Protestant from County Killarney. And we have a few that are up in the Belfast area for our family. So greetings from Washington State to Northern Ireland.
There you go.
You also have your young man from Yugoslavia there, right?
Yugoslavia. No, I got a guy listening in from the Ukraine. Miroslav. I got
Miroslav.
An email from him today. Yes, I got a email from him today from the Ukraine. All right. Porky Will says, I know what she means. Tim says, it sounds like a plan. Go for it, Dawn. So far, so good. You're getting some good feedback here. These guys
good.
Are faithful listeners, faithful listeners.
Oh, awesome. Let us know if we can smuggle them anything, because I might have some underground people still in Ireland.
He would love to have, he wants his own rifle and pistol. They won't, of course, won't let him have it. But the criminals could somehow.
That is something that you're probably going to have a hard time with, especially Northern Ireland. That's still, you're still in Queen's territory there. Her Majesty's territory, if I should.
If it would please the crown, might I have a pistol uh-huh. and a rifle?
Well, now I have a question. Maybe he can answer this. I know
What's
he
that?
Cannot, you know, he cannot have a pistol or a rifle.
He can have
is
a shotgun.
He allowed metallic objects that happen to be broken down?
Ah, when you say broken down, what do you mean by broken down?
Well, you know, 12 separate shipments of particular items that if you could put them together may or may not conclude into a firearm potentially looking item. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Speculating
right.
here.
Right. If it could happen. So
is it illegal?
I don't know. We're waiting for it. He says that it does not please the crown, so therefore he cannot have one. Let's see. We're on a slight delay, so we'll see what happens. He says not if they become a firearm at any point. So,
let me work my legalese head around this one and see if I can't find a way around Parliament on this legally.
If it pleases the crown.
Well, you know, there are certain ramifications that come to saying firearm that legally you have to look at the terminology, all right? For instance, if it happens to be embedded in an award and cannot mm-hmm. be fired, then is that actually still a firearm or is this now a placard?
Well, he says firearm parts are banned, so.
Well, of course they're banned because they're scary. You know, your firearm part might go and kill your next-door neighbor. Holy cow.
If that's the case. I've got to return all mine because they haven't done anything. They won't do anything. They
mine
don't go off by themselves.
Crap.
They can't. They don't go off by themselves. They don't kill people by themselves. I mean, I think they're defective. I don't know.
My CZT-07, we were dismantling it the other night for, you know, for my 13-year-old to learn how to do
that. He did say decommissioned guns are allowed.
Oh, are they?
He says decommissioned guns are allowed. Uh-huh.
Hmm.
I see.
Okay.
So, just ideas to help out a international listener.
And we're not even helping out an international listener. We are simply at this point discussing legalities in his country, right?
Yes. Where the crown is not pleased that anyone should have a firearm except the government. How terrible.
The government's not even allowed to carry. They actually have them locked up. What happens? The brownies have to go in if there is a reason to have them. The brownies have to go into their precinct, then get them issued to them, and then take them out. Most of them only have batons. I think they have tasers. Not sure. But most of your law enforcement individuals are not authorized to carry.
Well, there you have it. And by the time they get to it, whatever they were needed for is no longer there. Porky Will says the Crown is never pleased.
The Crown's constipated.
Yeah, it is. It is. Remember, it's easier to control. Hey, it's easier to control if they don't have a way to defend themselves.
Well, yeah, that's the first thing you do. The first level of control is making sure you take away their defenses. Once you have the defenses, then you do the self-monitoring with morals and legalities. You heard what's going on in Germany right now.
Oh,
Merkel
boy,
just came out and said that they are planning on... Oh, no, she's not a disaster. She's deliberate. People need to understand this and wake up. She has just authorized the building of 250 mosques throughout Germany. Their newborn rate is 50% Muslim at this point.
Their what?
Their citizenship is 25%.
Wow.
She just came out today, and she made the announcement that the German people must assimilate.
Oh, jeez. Okay, Porky says all police carry here in Northern Ireland. Only the mainland UK has special firearm teams. There you go.
Okay. Because I couldn't remember. I knew that when our magistrates were not allowed to carry in Killarney when I was there, but the last time I was there in the 80s, that may have changed. But I knew they weren't allowed to carry simply because we did have an incident of a robbery that had gone horribly wrong. And the individual ended up being almost half beaten to death with batons because he didn't have guns. They don't play. Brownies don't play.
So we have here.
Anyway,
he can have archery stuff. He can have archery
stuff. Now I'm gonna send John a couple of links that he can send to you. I guarantee you legally they can't touch you on this. I will go ahead and show you a link that you can legally get yourself a crossbow that fires at a faster rate than a semi-automatic weapon.
Ooh.
And the bolts happen to be only about 3 inches.
Well, there you go. Porky Will's starting to wake up a little bit now. He's starting, I could see him now starting to go, what is this? Yes. This is the kind of stuff you're going to get. Oh, yeah, he loves it. He's got a big old smiley grinning face right now. This is the kind of stuff you're going to get on Dawn's show, people. We're going to get
our friend from the Ukraine.
Yes.
Our friend from the Ukraine. Okay. First off, first love when I first started doing foreign language was Russian. I was planning on being a linguistic instructor in Russia. Yes. Rocked out when I found out that what they actually were going to have me do was sit in a broom closet listening to conversations, and the only person I'd have with me is a nice security guard who had 2 bullets in his gun.
One for you.
All of a sudden, it was now Yanni Potomushta, okay? Could not understand. I started saying things like, Ochin Karadash, which means very pencil. Okay. But because of my instruction, I learned a lot about the conflict that was going on with Ukraine, Croatia, Georgia, and Russia, and I do feel for him. Keep me posted on what's going on with him. I do not have any friends in that area, per se, but I do have friends of a particular skill set around the world, okay, that were highly trained by the military for this particular skill set.
Yes.
So, you know, it could be if I happen to hear somebody moseying on by that way.
Well, why don't you talk to him now? He listens. He and his family listen all the time. They're faithful
listeners.
Well,
I'm sure they listen, but I'm not about to say anything on the air that's going to incriminate anybody or anything with any type of specific. You have to understand, John, what he's dealing with there is they literally can just walk into his house and say, oh, we're looking around now. Oh, you listen to this American radio show. We don't like that. We're now taking your family.
Even in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have some pretty heavy KGB, maybe dead in Russia. USSR, maybe dead. But, or SSSR, sorry. But they still have some very serious corruption over there.
Mm-hmm.
Am I not right?
I would say the Federal Security Bureau is alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you change your name doesn't mean you've changed. The beast has changed. It's still the same beast by a different name.
Well, not only that, but what happened is that even though they were dismantled, and even though they were broken up in separate countries,
mm-hmm.
it's depending on how close you are to the border, too, will go ahead and determine just how much influence the government can have in your life. So, you know, I may not be able to move mountains,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, knowing his situation, I can go ahead and look legally to find out, just like we did with our friend in Ireland. I might be able to go ahead and legally figure out something for him. I mean, oh, wait. Does he still hunt for his family, or is he authorized to hunt for his family?
I don't know. Good question. Why don't you ask him? Because
I'm asking him. No, that's what I'm doing. I'm asking him right now. Is he authorized to legally hunt for his family for food?
All right. And? I don't know. I'll probably get an email later on, probably tomorrow or the next day. And I'll pass
same
along.
Links, if it's legal, once more, same links I can send you for the crossbow.
Okay.
This thing is nasty. Julie wants it so bad she drools every time I bring it up.
Ah. Well,
and it breaks down very quickly.
Well, as soon as you send me the links, I'll give it to them.
Sure.
So we're good there. We're good there. All right, dear.
Okay,
get back to what you're doing.
Show enough. I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Fine. Thank you for checking in.
Looking forward to it.
Okay.
Not a problem. Talk to you guys later.
Talk to you later, Dawn. Thanks.
Bye.
And that was Dawn. We're going to be doing her new show probably by the end of the month. Hope you guys got a taste of what it is we'll be dealing with. So, not in the King's Forest. You know, Caldwell Madison Review is also on Blog Talk Radio. You might want to listen to what they have to say, too. In fact, I have to give them a listen myself. All right. Okay. Well, you know, as soon as Dawn gets me those links, I'm going to put them on the chat room so Porky can drool some more at the idea of what he gets to do. The king is dead. Long live the queen. Oh. You are the most loyal subject, Porky Wheel. We cannot cast dispersions upon you. So, So anyways, Miroslav, if you're listening, there you go. Got a whole new show for you. For those of you that are interested, I posted on my blog. It's contrafighter.wordpress.com. I posted a blog on March 5th, 3 days ago. And for those of you that are following the story, not everybody follows it, but what we know so far about the Obama wiretappings, and it's an interesting read. I got it from a friend of mine, and I wanted to share it, so I shared it. If you're interested in getting an idea. But I just have one question, and that is this, really. If there's no wiretapping, why are there transcripts? Mm-hmm. Yeah, something to think about. So we'll see. Caldwell Madison Review is on Blog Talk Radio. I know, is it Tim? No. All right. It's news, news media, politics, etc. You know what? I'm going to have to listen to the show because that does interest me. So if you want to hear some different shows, Caldwell Madison Review would be a good choice, in my opinion, just because they were kind enough to stop in and listen to us tonight. Yeah, Porky Wheel, if it's on Blog Talk Radio, it will also go into a podcast when they're done. So, yes, you could listen to it. Like I said, I wanted to give them a plug. They were good enough and kind enough to listen in to us tonight, and I want to give them a plug for their show. Absolutely. One good turn deserves another. All right. I don't think – do we have anything else? Anything else I want to talk about? We did. This is important, guys. I know. You know, we've talked about it before, and you may laugh when you see it. I put it on the CRN Facebook page, and it's from SHTF and Prepping Central. This is important, especially for you, if you have families, wives, daughters, etc. And it's how to prep for feminine hygiene needs. And it is going to be something that, well, let's put it this way. We don't talk about it, but that doesn't mean there's not a need there or it exists. Caldwell Medicine, you're welcome for the plug anytime. Anytime. I'm glad to have you here. But I'm going to listen to their show. I want to see what they have to say. But anyways, so I want to tell you about the blog. And again, I'll tell it to you. It's do we want to talk about that? No, we don't want to talk about that. We've already talked about that. We talked about that. I'm trying to find. Yeah, I want to. No, don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. You know, sometimes I run into things. And I was like, no. I don't want to do it. The blog address. That's right. If you want to check out the blog, it's contrafighter.wordpress.com. There's also a link on the CRN Facebook page. So if you wanted to check it out, you can. And, you know, you make your own decision on it. I'm not going to tell you what to think. It's not my job. It's my job to get you the information. What you do with it's up to you. Okay. I thought Terry was going to pop in tonight, but I guess he's not going to. I'll tell you what Terry wanted to say, and that was this. Terry feels at this point in time, and I talked about it briefly, that he doesn't have a lot to add to the show. So he says, I want to step back from the co-hosting duties, and he just wants to call in on occasion, and I said, that's fine. I get it, man. I know what you're talking about. There are times you just don't have a lot out there, or you get the feeling that maybe what you don't have enough to add to the show. I get it, man. Been there, done that. I still do the show. I'm going to continue to do the show. I've done the show by myself when I first started, and I can do it again, and I will continue to do it. That doesn't mean that Terry is fired. My guess is he's probably regrouping and trying to refresh himself, because Wednesday nights are really tough for him, because he likes to go to church Wednesday nights. He finds himself rushed trying to go here and there. I said, so don't do it Wednesday nights. Call in on Sunday nights. It's all right. No, I believe Dawn's going to do her show on Friday nights, I think. I think she wanted to do them Friday nights. Show. During the overnight.
Do you have a wedding, birthday, graduation, holiday party, or other special event coming up? Would you like to impress your friends or coworkers with your own personal bar and bartender? Professional Beverage Service is Northeast Illinois and Southeast Wisconsin's premium beverage service provider. We specialize in providing bars and bar service for all of your event needs, from simple to elegant, a small home party of 25 to a corporate event of 1,000 or more. Need help finding the right appetizers, meals, transportation, DJs, or even hotels? Professional Beverage Service can help with all of your needs. With free event planning services, Professional Beverage Service will make your event a one-of-a-kind, hassle-free success. From big to small, Professional Beverage Service can handle it all. Call 847-899-5594 or go to www.bevservice.com for more details.
All right, let's see if this fixes it. I'll tell you, I am so irritated right now about this thing. I'm starting to think it's not the computer. I'm starting to think it's something else on another end. So we'll see what happened. Okay, this is what I had to do. I had to get this. I had to go out and shut down the entire browser and reload it again. Irritating the hell out of me. Now I got to figure out how to fix it. So, oh man, that just sucks. Anyways, I apologize again. I'm still trying. This is a brand new computer. It's not even a year old. All right. That's too bad we missed Caldwell. So, anyways, what do we got here? What were we talking about before I started throwing an absolute fit? I lost everything before. Okay, that figures. It's a work in progress. That's a never. Oh, this just sucks. All right. Getting back to it. All I was talking about is that Terry has this. Yeah, so we probably won't be getting Terry as a co-host, but he will be checking in periodically, I'm sure, because he just doesn't feel like he's got a lot to offer right now. And I said, dude, I go through that many times. And it's like we talked about before. Sometimes you just don't feel like you've got anything to really offer. And I disagree, because we have people that listen to us. We've got thousands of people that do listen to us who depend, you know. Well, it depends, kind of a strong word. Let's put it this way. They don't depend on us. They want to hear us. They like to hear us. You know, where Don wants to have a calm, logical discussion, I like to have this show kind of like a bunch of guys and gals sitting around maybe a local bar, having a couple beers, drinks, and chatting about things. Things that we all that are interested in. Things that we need to do, things we need to know. That's kind of the way I see the show. Some of the other things that we had talked about was, how do I put it? Well, Tinfoil Hat Soldier said, he says, you're kind of like an aggregate of all the prepper sites. I said, yeah, that's probably a pretty accurate. That's an accurate statement, I think. So with that said, it's kind of, we do a lot of aggregate stuff. I take my sources from where I find it. If I don't find it interesting or useful, then I'm not going to do it. Not going to happen. It just won't, because I don't want to bore you. It's bad enough I can bore myself. I don't want to bore other people, altogether. Also, then I don't have any listeners. So with that said, we were talking about, feminine hygiene products for when the shit hits the fan. Guess what? It's something, guys, that we do need to think about things. This is something we need to prepare for, stuff we need to supply for. It's not glorious, but it is going to be something that's going to be really needful. Something that the women in our prepper groups and in our families are hoping that we have prepared for. Now, they're not going to help you with it. They aren't. So you got to kind of figure and guess at it. So do the best you can. So read that article. It's on the Facebook page for CRN. So once you get that, we'll be all good. All right. So Combo Mike's in the Porky Wheel and Tim Rance, obviously. Faithful listeners, even when stuff goes wrong, just got to figure out how to do it. So I got to figure out why he keeps doing that. That makes no sense to me cutting out. All right. Enough. I'm ranting. And anyways, I want to say thanks, guys, in the chat room for listening in. Caldwell Madison Review. Appreciate it. Give them a listen. I think you'll like them. They should. And so in the meantime, Porky Will, when I get those links, I will get them over to you. I think you'll like it, buddy. What is this? Ah, okay. As a matter of fact, I think I just got one of the links now. So I'm going to post it for you right away. There you go. Oh, wow. All right, buddy. Here you go. Taking care of it as we speak. So, Porky Wheel, this is for you, pal. Here comes paste. Doink. There you go. The crown will not be pleased. I can guarantee you that. There you go. So, that's all taken care of. Did that take until... type this in. Everybody's got it. There you go. That's taken care of. Done. Dun, 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 dun. What's this? Somebody, I got. Who's this? Okay. Interesting. I'll have to take care of that a bit later. All right, that's done. Cool. All right, done. Cool. All right. You know, sometimes, you know, this Facebook Messenger thing, sometimes I get these messages. It's like, good God, this is from almost 2 months ago. Why didn't I know about it? Why didn't I see it? You know, that kind of thing. So anyways, excuse me. So let's get this taken together. Yeah, there you go, Porky. Will you like that? It's sweet stuff there. All right. Hey, we don't have that much time anyways in the show, but I just wanted to, what's this? We got another one. I got another link for you, buddy. I'm going to post it right now. Dawn just sent it to me. Oh, my. Your guy is going to love, you're going to love this, Porky. Put it up here. Go up here. There you go, pal. There's a new one for you. See, all these things, like I said, we always have good stuff. That takes care of that. All right. Now, I don't think we have anything else left. I think I pretty much covered everything. Doing well until this. You know, I'm starting to think it's not my computer. I'm starting to think it's something to do with Blog Talk. I'm going to have to ask him about that. So we'll see about it. But everything's been updated, so I don't know why it's acting up like that. But we'll find out. I'll give him a call tomorrow, find out why it keeps dropping me. So, all right, my friends. My Prepper and Patriot friends, thank you again for listening to us tonight. Sorry about the blackout, but I think I've got it somewhat solved. I'd hate to think I have to restart the browser every time I want to, you know, something, you know, gives out or tanks on me. That's really strange. But anyways, thank you for listening. This has been the Roundtable Report. Thanks for Dawn calling in. I appreciate it. Always enjoy. Can't wait till she gets her show started. To Miroslav in the Ukraine, keep an eye open for things. I got a feeling you're going to be getting some interesting mail, so to speak. All right. And for the rest of you, thank you. But thank you to Kama Mike, Porky Wheel, and Tim's Rants. Yes, I will ask them about Skype too, Porky Wheel. I'll see what they say about that. I will do that. Thanks again for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. So, to my Prepper and Patriot friends, I say thank you for your patience, first of all. And I need you to be safe, be alert, and be vigilant. I'm John Jeffers of the Contra Radio Network here at the Roundtable Report. We'll talk to you Sunday night. Sunday night we'll be back. All right, or earlier. Something else really pops up that's interesting. I may just pop up and do an unscheduled show just because I want to get it out there. So I think that might be something interesting as well. All right, so with that said, beware. All right, John Jeffers from the Contra Radio Network saying thanks for listening, guys. I really appreciate it. It's always good doing the show with my favorite listeners, the smartest listeners, obviously, because you're listening to me. Good night. We'll see you Sunday night or sooner if something breaks that I think we need to really talk about. Until that time, good night and thanks for listening.